Though snow in sea to sky country is likely weeks away in the valleys, drivers are required to have winter tires on their vehicles starting tomorrow, October 1. In BC, regulations state that an appropriate winter tire is defined as one with either the M plus S or mountain, snowflake symbol and in good condition with a minimum tread depth of 3.5 mm. Winter tires outperform other types of tires during all winter conditions, including dry surfaces. When temperatures drop to or below plus 7°C, tires marked with a mountain, snowflake symbol on the sidewall offer the best traction on snow and ice and in cold weather. Tires marked with M plus S, mud and snow, offer better traction than summer tires but are less effective than mountain, snowflake tires in severe winter conditions. While winter tires are not mandatory province-wide, they are required on a majority of BC highways, including the Sea to Sky Highway, a designated highway along with Highways 1, 3, also known as Crow's Nest Highway, and 5, also known as the Coquihalla. Drivers without the proper winter tires in good condition driving on designated BC highways can be fined $121, while failing to have the proper tread depth on your tires can result in a $109 ticket. Rain, slush, snow, ice and cold temperatures are all part of winter driving. The improved traction offered by winter tires may be the difference between safely driving on winter roads and being involved in a potentially serious motor vehicle incident. Drivers are reminded to slow down, use caution and check drivebc.ca to plan ahead when setting out during the winter months. Winter tire regulations end on March 31 on many highways, however, the regulations have been extended to April 30, 2019, on select mountain passes and rural highways, to account for early spring snowfall. Also starting October 1, 2018, commercial vehicle operators must carry chains and are required to use them when a mandatory chain-up is in place. According to the Tire and Rubber Association of Canada, approximately 60% of BC drivers now own winter tires, compared to 38% in 2014.